Well, welcome to After Talk, an exclusive feature of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and I'm honored and thrilled to be here with Brother Alexis Buñuelo. We just finished a great show. Hope you watched it on Friday night on the CBDCs. This is the global sort of digital system that they're heading into, try to force us into worldwide. Brother has done extensive research. We talked about it in the first two shows, laying out the problems. A lot of incredible information that he brought on how legal tender is being changed over, what states are doing. You'd find it fascinating. Please go back and watch that show. The issue primarily is that they are trying to run us into digital currency, eventually to enslave us. They'll take away our food, our power to buy anything. Brother, did I leave anything out in terms of what this, because this is a big show. This After Talk, Brother Alexis is going to divulge what he thinks is the kryptonite of the globalists in terms of the CBDC scam.
So
bring them to their knees.
We saw in the recent scamdemic that it was complete psyop. Nothing ever happened. They just said it did. And they got everyone to go along. Now, they planned that months before. They did a run test run at Johns Hopkins University, and then they executed it. So we need to be wide awake to the CBDC scam, with the central bank digital currency scam, because they did a test run last summer on the crash of the financial system. Okay, so they're going to claim at some point in the near future that the financial system has been attacked by hackers around the world. Ooh. And it has crashed the entire system of financial transactions in the world and wiped out all the ledgers of all the banks.
Wait, brother, is that the real disease X?
I don't know. The thing about it is this is a scam they can pull because no one can prove it didn't happen. They just got to get all the banks to say, you know, all those deposits you have on hand, wipe your ledger down to zero. Now that money is all yours.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Okay, then you have to take that money and buy CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, will be issued by the central bank in your country. And for everyone who lost their money, well, now you have no money assets anymore. You can't be paid in dollars anymore. We're canceling the US currency. We're canceling all national currencies. There'll only be CBDCs, and you'll need a cell phone, and you'll do everything electronically, okay? But since there's no currency anymore, the whole economy will collapse unless you accept from us like 900 CBDCs a month. And they'll convince the bankers to do it. They'll say, we'll put 10 million CBDCs in your private account. They'll convince the national leaders by saying, we'll put $1 billion in your account, because it'll be totally made up money. It doesn't exist. And the average Joe won't even be able to find out whether it happened or not. And it's not going to happen. It can't happen because banks have all kinds of data stored in paper and on computers that aren't even touched to the internet. They can't be hacked into. So when they say it's happened, you know it's a total lie. But the thing is that if that is the way the scenario goes, if you have gold and silver, you're going to be laughing at them, because you say, I haven't lost a penny of my money. It's all in gold and silver. It's not in U.S. federal notes. It's not in euros. It's not in paper fiat money. So yeah, the rest of you folk in town, you have nothing, but now I have everything. My money still has value. And your money still have value mean the value of your money will go up 10, 100 fold overnight.
Right.
Because you have real money and no one has any money anymore. Okay. So if you can survive this fake scam of the attack on financial institutions, you will survive the Great Agenda 2030, because they have to wipe out all currency if they're going to make you happy and be poor. Okay.
That's right. Makes sense. Okay.
And using the monthly payments from the federal government to everyone, is a social credit system. You get the money if you're told to do what to do and you say what you're supposed to do. And it will probably go so far as if you press likes on Elon Musk's tweets, you will get paid money. Whereas you put nasty faces on Gab of news stories about President Biden, you will lose money. You know, that will become a complete social credit system. And they already have the technology to do this stuff. So we have to move quickly to a gold and silver currency system. And in the United States, we can do it because there's a loophole. Because our common law tradition is you can do it if it's not forbidden by the Constitution or by law. Okay. And the power is not vested in the federal government and here in the people. So The states cannot coin money, and the federal government alone can coin money. But private mints can coin coins. That is legally allowed because it's not money, and it's not saying on it U.S. dollars. Okay. So let's say I'll just invent a mint. The President Jackson Mint. Let's say it's in Atlanta, Georgia, because he's a Southerner, and they mint 1 ounce silver coins or 1 ounce gold coins, and it says the mint of President Jackson, 1 ounce silver coins. Those coins, the only objection the federal government will have is they don't want them to circulate because it would violate the monopoly that the federal government has to coin money, because money is coins in circulation. Okay.
So what would be the advantage of that if it's not going to go into circulation?
Well, this is how you solve the problem. So these can't go into circulation, but notes can go into circulation. So in 1809, the state of Kentucky, which by the Constitution was forbidden to coin money, chartered a bank, a private bank, and that private bank issued paper money that said $1, $5, $10, $100 on it. Okay. And that went, there was a that was contested in 1836 to the U.S. Supreme Court, isn't it, as being an unconstitutional act. But the Supreme Court said the restriction on the state's power to not issue bills of credit and not coin money has to be interpreted strictly. And so they can charter a bank to issue private notes. And banks all from the 1800s to like the Federal Reserve time were issuing private notes, and it was lawful and legal. They went out of circulation because, well, some banks would go bankrupt and the notes would become worthless. And but the Congress, because these notes were competing with their worthless federal notes, started putting taxes on them of 10 and 20% at every transaction used, because the notes said on them U.S. dollars. Mm. Dollars, as soon as you call money dollars, you are transgressing the monopoly of the federal government.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. So these states that want to solve this problem by making gold and silver coins legal tender, their problem is this: they can't put coins in circulation by their own authority. They could license a company, they could allow a private company to do it, except they can't go into circulation because then it violates federal authority. So the solution is this. And now pay attention closely to this and listen to exactly what I'm saying. There is a legislative solution in any state that is going to remove the sales tax on the sale of gold and silver, and is going to remove the capital gains tax. Then the third thing they need to do is they need to establish a law to charter private depositories of gold, silver, and precious metal. Why private? So the state doesn't run it.
Right.
But chartered so that you know criminals aren't running, it's been run the right way. Now, chartered the way a bank is chartered. Okay, so we trust our banks. They're under state charter, federal regulation. They run pretty well. To a certain extent, there has to be an accounting, a public accounting system. That institution is going to have to prove by visits, papers, and inspections, both to other banks and to the state government, that they actually have in their institution that much gold and silver. What do they put in their thing? They take the gold, they buy gold and silver in quantities at lower than market prices. They coin it in coins that say 1 ounce on it, and they put it in the depository, and it stays there forever. But at the same time, the depository prints paper money that says on it, redeemable for 1 ounce of silver coin. And the value of that note will not say one US dollar. It will say 1 ounce, one troy ounce of silver coin.
I see.
So since it's being done by a private authority, it doesn't violate the constitutional restriction. Since it doesn't say dollar, it doesn't transgress the federal power of on money. And since it's redeemable, it's a note of deposit, anyone having it knows that it represents silver that's in a secure location. And that note, whether physically printed or electronically transacted, will be something that everyone can trust, everyone can use. The charter of the depository should include the fact that only residents of the state would own its stock, and only banks chartered in the state would participate in the depository, because you don't have any outside globalist control. And the state needs to reestablish the death penalty for the specific crime of violating the security of these depositories. Guarantee that no amount of bribery is going to convince the president to give authority of it to the globalists or something like that. Now, if you set up all those conditions, then you can have in your state by next year paper bills that are called silver notes and gold notes that actually say on them 1 ounce, a half ounce, a quarter ounce.
Right.
And maybe they could put a flashy stripe of plasticized metal in it. So you'd see that one, it would be silvery if it's silver and gold if it's gold. And then when you went to Walmart, Walmart would accept it because they knew they could take it to the local bank and exchange it for dollars because the depository would set the exchange rate. Let's say they're copying New York exchange rate and everyone would know the price of that. You could put on these notes a barcode and a QR code. So people could look at the QR code. They know where it's worth and where it can be redeemed.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that, brother. I don't like
a QR code. I know you don't like it, but I think it's good. If you could put
if it's attached to my transaction, they can track what I'm doing.
Okay, there is a federal law against money laundering, and any transaction in gold and silver more than $10,000 must be registered.
Right.
So that's not a problem anymore because electronically everything is being registered. But if you take these notes to Walmart, Walmart could be reporting to the government. But if you take them to your friend across the street to buy pumpkins, you know, at Halloween, no one will know about it. Okay.
Okay.
But it's a federal law that you cannot create a system of currency which is not registered because then you're allowing for money laundering. That's one of the laws the federal government put down, and you just got to go with it.
All right.
Okay. This would make it easy for gold and silver to enter the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't violate the constitutional restriction because it's not a thing other than gold and silver. The note is actually a depository note of gold and silver.
Right. Right. And you did a great job, by the way, in the main show of laying out, you know, the parameters and the limitations, and it has to be this, but not that. So I highly recommend people watch it for that. But I have a couple of questions we could get.
Okay.
Okay. So help me out sorting a few things. Some people have said, if you're going to deal with a bank, make sure it's a Basel III. Hold on a minute. I want you to speak to that if you know anything about it. It's a sort of a certification, Switzerland, okay. Basel III. Then there are people have said, some experts have said, I'm not going to deal with banks at all because they carry a lot of debt. They're imposed on them from the federal government. Go with a credit union to put your money in for now, or a brokerage house. But you got to be careful. Some brokerage houses, I understand, are heavily, they're on the radar, that they're in with the feds, just like a bank. They're forced to carry heavy debt and they could crash. Mm-hmm. But other brokerage houses have somehow escaped it. I don't want to say any names one way or the other because I'm not representing and I'm not a financial expert, but just overview. So what are your thoughts about that? Start with a Basel. I don't know a lot about Basel III.
Okay. I haven't heard of that accreditation, but there should be state oversight of banks. And if your state does not have that, you should push for that kind of legislation. What do I mean by oversight? Not control, but verification that they have the assets they have. Now, in a system like I'm proposing, the state chartered banks could participate in this depository and the issuance of these notes. What is the advantage? They're going to attract clients like wildfire, because people say, if I go down to that credit union, if it's a member of the depository, I can transfer some of my assets into gold and silver. The advantage of the banks too, because since gold and silver always increase in value, a bank can loan you gold and silver at like zero interest, because they know that when you pay it back, it will have more value than when they loaned it to you. So this means that state chartered banks will be able to start a boom of commerce and industry that we haven't seen in years, because the interest rate on loans will be near 0%. And this is what will bring back the natural growth of the economy that existed in the Industrial Revolution. The United States economy grew like 20, 40 fold a matter of two generations in the 19th century. Why? It was a gold and silver backed economy. If money maintains its value, then interest rates can be much lower. Inflation is non-existent, and the cost to build things. So currently, if you want to buy a $300,000 house at interest rates using U.S. dollars, you're going to be paying back $1.1 million over 30 years.
Well, we also, under common law and this whole state national, debt is fake. A lot of debt is not real.
If the debt is generated by interest rates and in fake dollars. So if you could buy a house and repay it for what you bought it for, everyone could have a house. And that means there would be a huge boom in the entire economy serving for that. And this is what we want. It's not, you could save your money and you wouldn't be robbed of it.
Let me bring you back to reality. We're under a global mass genocide, mass psyop, kill box, permanent operation, duration, permanent, geographic location, the entire world. I mean, are we going to trust any state government to hold a repository, to run the law, to abide by the laws, to insist on the law? I mean, let me take you back to your skeptical cap, because I know you're not that naive.
No, I'm not. Okay. But I understand human nature. And this is what the human nature politician. You might think as a monk, I shouldn't be so cynical. Okay?
I know you too well. I know you are. Okay. So I get it.
Okay. You can't, a politician cannot be safely bribed with CBDCs. Because with CBDCs, everyone will know who the money came from and who it went to.
That's interesting. But now are you making a plug for CBDCs?
No, I'm not. Okay. So like the Clintons went into office and they were worth $1 million. They came out of office and they're worth like $60 million.
Right.
Okay. So it's in a politician's interest to always want a system of exchange where he can receive little gifts and no one knows about it. So your state politicians, however honest they may be, if they're really honest, they'll want to do this to save the people's savings and to promote state economy and to attract investments.
But they're traitorous pigs.
If they're not totally honest, they want a system of where they can receive, let's say, campaign contributions without even knowing where they came from. Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about a collection of people.
Yeah.
Especially in the U.S. that have sold the citizenry out.
That's right.
Congress after Congress. And I know you know this better than anybody.
That's right.
They're scumbags. Right. They're traitors. They're phony. They're theater. They're red meat.
That's right. But there's always, even a dishonest person can be influenced by what he needs or wants. Okay. and having a parallel system of economy helps everyone, honest people and dishonest people. And I'm not doing it because I say this is a system for money laundering. I'm not saying it's for that reason at all.
Right.
But there's going to be the default. Every politician is going to think of, well, you know, if they did crash the money system and took all my money, where would I be? I would have to toe the party line 100%. I don't want to do that. I wouldn't get reelected. So it's in their self-interest to do something that says, hey, I did something for the people.
I got to be the little thorn. That's if you believe that they're really elected and not selected. The system is so corrupt.
In some states, you can be sure they're not even counting the vote anymore. I mean, look,
100%.
I have no doubt of, you know.
But
in other states, they probably still have free elections. You know, I think those 25 states that sided with Texas to defend the borders, you probably have more than an honest chance of getting a bill like this through if you have a Republican governor and Republican control.
Rhino?
No, but because this is something that appeals to them. Okay. It is promoting a form of economy that is natural, constitutional based. It's going to win them lots of points in the electional polls. You get this bill proposed this year in your legislature because people will reelect state legislatures and governors who push this stuff through promise to push this stuff.
So the kryptonite is to move every state, as many as possible, like Alaska, to the gold and silver, or like many of these states. Clarify the kryptonite for me before we let you go.
So you get even at least one state, if not many states in the alliance, to establish charters for private depositories that hold on account in gold and silver coin from private mints issued in weights of the metal, and have the authority to print paper money depository notes for those coins that can be used in circulation. Because when a paper note circulates and it's not denominated in dollars, it is not currency, okay? It is just a note, a depository note. And so it won't violate federal law, won't violate the Constitution, and it will be easily acceptable. Because, for example, one-tenth of an ounce of silver is equivalent to a $2 bill, basically. Okay. So since we're now into an electronic age, for the store that accepts them, they can easily scan the note and determine its value and give the equivalent in dollar price on the product. They can easily take these notes to the bank, small businesses, big businesses, and exchange them at the bank for US dollar notes or US dollar currency. So it's a facile, that means a easy way of solving the problem. It's a trustworthy system because their notes are deposited based on coin. It's constitutionally acceptable. It is
in alignment.
It follows all the regulations for federal laws against counterfeiting currency, money laundering, and things of that sort. So it and the, these private depositories will be maintained. Their expenses will come from they'll pay their expenses because they'll be buying bullion in large quantities at below market values, and issuing notes equal to market values, and thus they will acquire a profit. There'll be a profit. So if they can buy gold for a 10% discount, they'll make a 10% profit when they turn it into notes. And that they'll use to maintain, because these deposits don't have to be big. We're talking about a room that might be only, you know, 20 feet by 20 feet by 20 feet. It's a very small thing. All the silver ever mined in the history of humanity is only 150 foot room.
Wow.
So
that's interesting. Depositories
are very small, and they're not that expensive to maintain, or you just need secure systems.
Just need an army around it, a little army.
And if the depository is charted in such a way that state financial institutions participate in it, they would oversee what's going on there and making sure that everything is being done by the book. I don't think we should trust it to the politicians, but they should have some oversight, but not control. We can't trust it totally banks. They have to be able to be transparent on how much bullion is there,
yeah.
But there has to be a secure location too. And if you solve all these things, then that you can create a parallel financial system that when this they crash their system, this one doesn't go down.
Right. When they crash their system to get us over to their new central,
exactly.
It doesn't
because
work.
These notes are physical paper notes that you have in your wallet or in your safe at home, and they represent real gold in that depository. That's not going to evaporate overnight because of some hacker attack.
Oh,
and everyone
right.
With common sense can understand that. And when they understand that, that whole game of the financial collapse goes up and poofs.
That's excellent.
And that's the fundamental thing they need to do to create the globalist agenda 2030 cashless state. Where you don't own
they
anything.
Definitely need centralized money, cashless.
Exactly.
You don't have any control. It's ultimately
exactly.
controlled by a switch. Brother, what happens to those people who are not paying attention? They're out partying. They're just complacent. They got 10, 20 grand in the bank, cash. Is that collateral damage?
They're going to become wiped out slaves. Although, once the fake currency system collapses, they'll have to be paid in gold and silver notes. Okay. So, but from a point of view, investors, if you have 401k or IRA, there's you can put part of it in gold and silver. Okay. And a lot
yes.
of individuals do that. Once these state chartered depositories come in existence, these IRA investment companies can partner with them and say, okay, someone is now going to cash out his IRA. He's not going to cash it out in cash. He's going to take his 100 ounces of gold, and he's going to receive 100 ounces of gold notes from the depository.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you'll be able to get your money out without paying more taxes, premium, and everything. Okay, so it partners well with anyone who's investing in gold bullion. Let's say, you know, you bought yourself 10 ounces of gold, and you're getting old, and you live by yourself, and there's crimes growing in your neighborhood. You will be able to take that mark to your bank and get notes that are easier to hide
mm-hmm.
and use. So it's the advantage of everyone. It's not eliminating bullion. It's not eliminating gold and silver coin. It's not transgressing the federal powers. It's not transgressing the state's restrictions. It's an open, transparent, publicly, professionally regulated system. And it's something that all businesses could easily sign on. And any business that has a hand scanner will be able to easily use these notes.
And so, best of all, it's decentralized.
It's decentralized because it's state controlled. So it's the people in the state who decide to do this and oversee the money in their states. And if it is done it is going to revolutionize the entire economy and wipe out usury in the United States, which will make our economy explode. And so, you know, if they want the, if the federal US federal dollar goes down to worthless, that's actually good in a certain sense, because it'll wipe out all federal debt. Okay.
I like
and
it.
We are your children and grandchildren and great grandchildren will
that's
be able
right.
to be worthless.
And what happens to the Fed? So it just dissolves with that implosion?
Well, I think once the states start doing this,
or neuters it, weakens
the,
it,
the Fed is going to have to start doing this. But no one's going to trust the Fed to print money because it's a bogus corporation. A state chartered depository with the authorization to print gold and silver notes is going to be far more credible than the Federal Reserve ever has been, because they won't be able to loan, they won't be able to print more notes than they have gold and silver on account.
It's,
and so it will be true money. Getting back to true money gets rid of all this chintzy. And you know, politicians can't spend their governments into debt if they can no longer print fake money.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah on that. And you know, I mean, it's just a travesty that the Fed ever existed. It's I don't know if people understand. It's not auditable. I mean, they can just do whatever they want. So they've really destroyed much about our country, but I think if people realize a lot of the things that you've shared, they'll understand there's a pathway to bring it back. And it's not that hard. It's not that complicated. It's kind of going back to, you know, the old days, you know, my legal immigrant, you know, grandparents who would hide money in the mattress, and they hated banks. They had a natural gut hatred because they saw the corruption when they got over here. The mattress, I'll tell you, and nobody messed with it. Nobody messed with that mattress. Anyway, brother, thank you so much for After Talk. Your website, your electronic journal, very well known by now, is from Rome.info. Is there anywhere else people can find you? Can they support you in your work? Let's talk about that before we say goodbye to you.
I have several YouTube channels you could look up, from Rome Info or Brother Bagnoli, I now have a personal account on Rumble where I can comment on your video. So you'll see me in the comments making.
I know, I like that. Questions. You're very engaged with your audience. I like that.
But I want to thank you for allowing me to air this idea and solution on your channel. And I hope it gets out there. Just don't listen for entertainment. Talk to your state representatives, your state senators, form a committee, share this video with people you know in your community who are experts in finance or banking and stuff, and get them on board with getting a law written up and passed this year in your state. There's no time to lose, okay?
Yeah.
And this is, if everyone listens to what we talked about in your program and in this After Talk, I think almost everyone will agree in the general description, this is a solution. Now let's try to get it to work in accord with all the laws. You need legal experts, financial experts to see how to fit in the details. But this solution solves the financing problem, it solves the trust problem, it solves the reality problem, it solves the utility problem, it solves all the major issues. The states have to decide what artwork to put on the bills and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it puts up a few guardrails. I mean, we're never going to completely clean up corruption, but it puts some new guardrails back up.
It is also a solution that easily integrates with all existing forms of money and investments.
I like that part of it as well, and it's decentralized. So that's you got the best of both worlds there, brother. Yes. Thanks so much. We'll see you maybe in a few weeks. Come back and let's talk about how many more states are involved, what's to look forward to, and we'll see where we are at that point. It's going to be a crazy ride this year. Yeah, and thanks for doing After Talk. It's great having you. Thanks again.
Okay. God bless.
God bless you too. Well, that's it for After Talk and the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Don't forget to catch Brother Bugnolo's interview from Friday night, March 1st. And he lays out the issues, the problems. Great talk. And thanks for being here with After Talk. We'll see you tomorrow morning for Coffee Chat. Have a great night. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert. Learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. Medical disclaimer. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show does not provide medical advice. The information, including but not limited to texts, graphics, images, and other material contained on this show, are for informational purposes only and does not establish any kind of patient-client relationship by your viewing or attempt to communicate with Dr. Jane Ruby. No material presented on the show is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new health care regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have seen on the show. Thank you for watching.